Blog Talk Radio.
JD.
How are my sunglasses at night? Oh, I can. I got all these haters watching me. I'm leaving them through. The best bitch I use. Hey, motherfuckers wanna walk in my shoes. Wanna blind my shine. I die for my boy, so grill it all time. My swag is a crime. Cutting murder, she roll, duct tape, trash bag, rope. I'm killing with ease, with a smile that bleeds. Gotta take for the crime scene. The rain is done, the best that's gone. I believe there is none. All the haters say you're number one. Niggas say they did when the song is done.
How am I sunglasses that night?
On. If I was a superhero, they would come and brainstorm. Fuck a nigga, leave me sleep with a J-Zone. Brother's line, stick him up like a tampon. The game's won, I'm coming for thrones. And there's a million motherfuckers on the top of them toes. Fuck y'all, been doing this shit. Get up, let the mic to the truth, you bitch.
How am I sunglasses at night? Oh, I can. I got all these haters watching me.
Early on, rap shade, no flaw, well, solid, fresh as stone. But the game so strong. I can tell this song, sit back with my J's on. I'm so right, I'm wrong. So wrong, I'm right. Have to see me in the spotlight. And my work's the hype, you goddamn right. What other bitch and little ones will die twice. Say that I was born for this. Blood, sweat, and tears went through the storm for this. I will give my arm for this. Real niggas know where I'm going with this. Niggas take a high, put the rapping in the same spot. You really not what you're thinking is a fly. You know real nigga fucking telling I got the phone number, your haters are blah.
How am my sunglasses at night? Oh, I can. I got all these haters watching me.
Yeah. put my faith in my God to fight anything. Just
Tricks on Russ, DJ Big Stu, we in the building.
We in the building. Where you got
What's
me
going
at?
On, family? Huh? Put the screen out, Russ.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. What's up, yo?
What's the deal, man?
I'm okay. How's everything with you?
Man, I'm good, man. Just over here rocking, bouncing with you, man, having fun. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for our guests to get in the building, man. But how you doing?
I'm okay, B. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my man, Drinks on Russ and Beach Stew Radio. You know, what is it, Monday night?
Monday night.
All right, cool. Let me apologize.
What are we doing tonight, man?
Say again?
What we doing tonight?
What we doing tonight, when we get off, we go to the OZ Lounge. That's what we doing
okay.
tonight. All right?
All right. Well,
now,
we
ladies and gentlemen,
what's the pre-drink before we get to the spot? What we doing with that tonight?
My man, you know we're going to be doing what we do. We're going to have drinks. I'm going to talk about with garnish. You know, like apples, strawberry, berries. You know, some people put salt on top of the rim. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. We're going to talk about drinks. We're going to talk about entertainment news. We're going to talk about everybody from Kanye West to my man that they just now found guilty.
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
They just
so
found him guilty of sweet hell. They found
tonight,
him guilty of attempted murder.
Say it again?
You know that, right? He's not even guilty of murder. He's doing a lot of time, but none of it's for murder, for killing a kid. It's all because of the attempted murder on trying to kill his friends he got 60 years for.
True, but they're going to bring him back up on charges, which is murder. So he ain't going nowhere.
I think he'll spend the rest of life in jail regardless. 60 years, the man is about 50-something years old, or maybe almost 50. Unless he lives to be like 110 years old, you know what I'm saying? He's spending the rest of life in prison.
What you saying? It ain't worth it?
I'm not saying it ain't worth it, but I'm just saying
the way that we be treated, you're saying it ain't worth it.
I'm not saying it ain't worth it. I'm saying that for the first time, he's going to, somebody's getting time for behind it, you know, at least, you know, he didn't get off scot-free in Florida, so he's getting 60 years. I hope he gets some more time, and I hope they do give him some more time. But if he don't, if you know, they put one of them Florida flukies on us, you know what I'm saying? At least he got 60 years, you know? The rest of his life right now is still in prison.
Yeah, you're right about that, but because, you know, he got, what, three attempt murder charges. He beat the murder on the kid, but they're going to come back on that. So he's done. He's 58-something years old. He
should be done after his wife testimony. She gave him up. His wife basically gave him up. She should have been done after her testimony.
True indeed. But
did he tell her anything?
Say it again?
Yes. Say, no, I'm listening to you. I was getting into it. We'll talk about it later.
That's right. That's right. And also tonight, we're going to have a nice R&B singer. She's very talented. She's a songwriter and everything. Can you please tell the people who we're going to have on the house tonight?
No diggity. We're supposed to have Shalee. Shalee should be in the building, soulful R&B singer. She did a joint with Brian McKnight, waiting for her to get in the building. Definitely waiting. Yeah, she has some nice soulful joints, man. She got the smooth joints, man. Real smooth. She should be in the building.
Cool. We're going to see if she's also, I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to wait till behind the scenes, and we're just going to do what we do. They also got black kids. Because, you know, Stu, being that they just now found, I don't know why they ain't find Zimmerman guilty, but it's okay. But I'm going to read a little article that they also got kids for sale for 42 cents.
Oh,
and it's part of the investigation. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to do our drinks. Because you got your boy drinks on Russ in the house. We're going to talk about beach parties, because, you know, we can't leave these parties out. Stu, you rolling with me this Saturday out to Queens, right?
Yes, I am, brother.
Okay, cool. You got
That's
my back this Saturday, right?
Huh?
You got my back this Saturday, right?
I got your back. I got it. I got some news for you, too, though.
Yeah, man, what's up?
Remember we were talking about Apollo from Real Housewives of, Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Atlanta,
How we talking about the old cat jumped in and joint? We was like, the old cat jumped in the fight. That's like his man. Come to find out, old cat is down, is being charged with that joint, too. Frazier Parks is the only Real Housewives cast member to be swept up in the drama surrounding her husband. Apollo Nita arrests multiple counts of fraud and identity theft. This weekend, her co-star Cynthia Bailey spoke out, denying reports that her husband, Nita's BFS, Peter Thomas, was involved in a alleged scam. I can't speak on Apollo, but I can say Peter doesn't have anything to do with a bank fraud scandal, to my knowledge. Bailey told the Jet magazine, the feds are not sitting outside of my house. That's just not accurate information. Thomas himself claimed to be blindsided when the news media arrest hit the web. You know, I don't know nothing about it. That's what he said. But they basically say they watching him too, dog. That's crazy,
okay.
Right?
Okay, cool.
That's really,
well,
really
I got
crazy.
That is crazy, man. But like me and you said before in previous shows, if y'all wasn't listening, y'all listen to y'all boy Drake on Russell B Stu Radio. I got my man DJ Big Stu in the house.
Mm-hmm.
We said, my man was frauding for some years, right? Right or wrong?
Uh-huh.
He was frauding for some years now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he was.
Like, word.
Like,
It all gonna come to life. But Stu, hold on for 1 minute, because I got something in the studio that I want to bring back to the tables. This talk about the next story, because I'm gonna talk about the next story. But I gotta run out the studio, and I got a surprise for you. Hold on 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. He got a surprise for me. What could Russell have for me that would be a surprise? Well, I don't know.
Okay, cool. I'm back with you. I'm back with you, Stu. I'm sorry.
Let me know what's going
on. I'm sorry about that. I'm back with you, Stu.
All right, buddy.
That's with being that all the stuff in the studio got moved from the east side to the west side. Guess what I ran into?
Who, what?
Remember that?
Found your bell. Out of all the stuff in the boxes, you found your bell. Wow. Thought I hit it well. I had a rock butter find that for you.
He said, yo, I thought I hit it well. Because I don't remember the Alabama people nerds with this damn bell, B. Remember this bell, B? All right,
Jinx,
but I saw both.
Back
man.
In his bell.
Well, I'm going to sit it to the side. All
right, Russell's back with his bell, man.
I'm back with my bell.
Yeah. Candy Moms is bugging. So, you know Candy from the same show. You know, her moms don't like the boyfriend that she's getting ready to marry, the cat. Moms be thinking that homie ain't got no money. I'm gonna tell you, the moms and her old little crew is gangster because they lied, right? They all stuck together. A bunch of old ladies lied. They was like, they acted like the girl started trouble. They were like, she jumped in your mother's face. The girl even jumped in her face. And then the mom said, yo, she was gonna do something to me. I was like, wow. They went low on national TV. Actually, lied. Those are old gangsters. That's real gangster. Those are some gangster grandmas. But check it out. For months now, Mama Joyce has found herself looking at a major villain in the public eye thanks to her unending claims that Todd Tucker, her daughter Candy's fiancé, is, and you know what she be saying, is an opportunist and cheated on her with her BFF, Cameron. Although there's never been any evidence beside hearsay to support Joyce's claim, she's now revealing her reasons for believing Tucker cheated with Cameron. In the new interview in Sister, Joyce claims that she doesn't see Tucker as a man who's worthy of her daughter. I would like a real man, a man that just looks at her and thinks that she's a prize. That's the way I look at her. Joyce claims that it doesn't matter what kind of job any man who dates Burns has, but she then claims Tucker had a job problem for her because he's a freelance worker. He could be a postman, he could be a police officer, he could be a fireman. As long as she marries him, he doesn't quit his job, she said, Joyce. And if he was working a full job, if he was a full production person with full benefits, I'd be happy. As Cameron Joyce claims, she once saw Tucker and Cameron getting too cozy together at dinner. Todd and Carmen, right, were sitting at the table ahead talking, and I was trying to figure out what they got to talk so much about. they got to be head to head, she said. They were eating out of the same plate, drinking out of the same glass. Although she didn't see it herself, Joyce said someone told her that they was doing that and spotted her sitting on his lap.
Wow.
Well, we already know grandmom's a lie, so she lied already, so I don't, who knows if moms ain't lying again, you know?
Hey.
Who knows that, you know?
I'm not
what
even
going to
touch
that,
man. Hey, man, look at him,
nigga,
man.
Touch it?
At the end
Why
of the
you
day,
touch
man,
it?
You want my opinion, I'm going to give it to you.
Candy got a lot of money, so I got to stay
Candy got money. Can you want to be loved? There's nothing wrong with it. We all want to be loved. Am I right or wrong? When it gets cold,
yes.
You want somebody to get in your bed and hug you and keep the warmness. So you can't blame Candy. On the other hand, the mother-in-laws, get you some dick. Please. If you want to keep it real, we'll keep it 100. Let's keep it 100. Mother-in-laws, find you somebody out there in Atlanta. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really say this because we might get backlash about it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway because I was out there in Atlanta. If she could find her real man out there in Atlanta, she would have been satisfied, all right? Let's just keep him on.
Yeah. That show has a lot of drama, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it does. See, and I'm glad that you watch those type of shows, you're a therapist, because, you know, I watch Love and Hip Hop, and I like watching Bad Girls Club. There's some girls up on Bad Girls Club. Yeah, I asked the girl that I was dating to be on Bad Girls Club. Word. Mm-hmm. To be on Bad Girls Club, man. And so I'm not going to say, but like the first or the second episode of Tara Banks, we're talking about that model, top model. I was dating a girl from the first, she was in the first or the second episode. She got kicked off the show, like she was the third person, but I was dating her. But let's go to some more. Yeah.
Well, you check this out. You know the Kardashian sisters, they was out there sporting they furs, right? Full-length furs with the,
yes.
Well, I guess it was fake furs, but it had
it
painted around.
It was a fake fur, but I'm a father. I got
fake fur, and they had painted around and fucked your fur, I guess, on it, you know, to go with the pedo
right.
thing, you know?
That's right.
I don't think that's a good idea, because that's going to get them pedo people, like, you know, they run up on somebody and spray them, man. They run up on the wrong cat and spray their fur. They mink. It's going to be a plizzism.
Well, heckle what it was. She wore a fake fur that said, fuck your fur. But she was rolling. It was Khloe Kardashian. She was rolling with Peter. She was doing ads for Peter. But since the lady flower bomb Kim, she stopped messing with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
She stopped messing with them because she felt like, yo, y'all bringing that type of attention to us. You understand? So, we don't know if it was a get back at them, because quite as it kept, some people said it's a legend that it was a get back at them because she was rolling with them, but something happened to her sister, the blood is thicker than flour. Well, if you follow me anyway, right? But it has something to do with that. It definitely has something to do with that. And I got the article here, but I just can't pull it up right now because me and you talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only article I got in front of me is, about the fashion designer found in the Hudson River near his boat. The body of the flamboyant fashion designer missing since Thursday was pulled from the icy Hudson River on Sunday near his yacht, where he was living on, official said. NYPD divers searched the body of Michael, and they found it right next to his yacht. It was docked at Pier 59 at 1:20 p.m. The 55-year-old designer was the designer for the stars. He was last seen at Paris Hilton party with some other celebrities. They also have him on camera leaving that same night with like a raccoon coat on. So when they found his body, they found him with the same coat on and everything. Allegedly, he was drunk and slipped and fell underneath the yacht. That's the bottom line. He slipped and fell underneath the yacht, and they did find his body and everything like that. And, R.I.P. to him and to his family and everything like that. From Dreamstone Rough, Big Sue Radio, we send out our condolences.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's about it, man. No doubt.
Well, hold
man.
On, brother. I think we got
yeah.
somebody that wants to speak in. Beach Through Radio. Hello, you there?
Hello, Beach Through Radio.
They pressed the button like they wanted to talk, but they didn't want to talk. Anyway, yo, you heard about what 50 Cent said about Jimmy Henchman?
Go ahead. Talk about that, man, because, yo, that trial is going kind of crazy, man. You got some men that faith in life that think that he could tell on people, but he really can't tell on people because he just asked himself out.
Yeah.
So,
well, 50 Cent put on Twitter, you know that, if you remember the old movie, I think it was one of those movies, it might have been State Property or one of those movies like that, where
yeah.
The old country boy was like, I'm going to squeal on them niggas, man. And he was eating the banana, the long Jerry Curl perm kid, you know what I mean? He had Jerry
yeah.
Curl, he seen the six boys hustling out there, and he's like, yo, they getting a lot of money. He said, yeah, I'm about to drop a dime on these niggas. Well, he put a picture up like that right beside Jimmy Henchman picture, and then he wrote, Lame-o, this boy solved every crime in New York. Old gangster Jimmy, go ahead and tell some more shit, killer. And then he laughed.
Hey, if the shoe fits, let him wear it, because you know, like, 50 Cent, his whole crew, it's just something about, like, there's mad articles going on with them. You hear different things about different rappers saying different things. So you know what to believe. You understand what I'm saying? Then I had records with him and Fat Joe on it. And come to find out they both wasn't in the studio. Like, yo, man, come on, man. Like, yo, come on, man. But you know who's one person I can say, Stu, out of all the rappers that is really losing their mind, really losing their mind? Kanye West.
Kind of losing his mind. I think we got a caller. I can see callers before we go. We got another caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Beach Through Radio. Hello?
Yo, what the fuck is up, man? What up?
Oh, what's the deal?
You already know who it is, man. It's your boy, DJ Crip. I'm in a fucking building. What's up, man?
Okay, what's up, Crip?
You already know what it is. What's up, niggas?
What's going on, nigga?
What's the deal, Crip? What's
poppin'?
That nigga sounding dead, man. It's kind of lobbing this shit up, man. What's up, B?
Nothing, man. What's the deal, man?
Where that R&B singer at, man? I want to talk to her, man.
Yeah, we waiting for her to get in. She ain't get in yet.
All right, what's up, though? What's good, y'all? It's good to hear y'all niggas on the air, man. I ain't hear y'all niggas in a minute. What's up?
We been on the air every day except for Sunday.
What's up, man? Let me get a slot. I need a slot. What's up, man? Let me get up in that building, man.
You know you're welcome to a slide.
Yeah,
I need to
get up in the building.
I need to get in the building, man. The door is locked and all that, B. You know, I like to walk through shit.
Well, they
never
been locked.
Hey,
yo,
you just say
never come knocking.
Yo, what's up, man?
You already talked to me. You know what I'm saying?
They just have moved a studio from the motherfucking east to the west, right? And one of the boxes, because I was just not living in the boxes, had some shit in there for me. Remember this shit?
Oh, my fucking God. I'm about to hang up. Is that Bell? That fucking Bell Ray, yo. This nigga kept the bell. If anything else, he kept the bell.
I told him that. I said he found that. Why do that bell mean so damn much to you anyway?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
You probably be having sex with that bell, B.
Yeah. You know, Chris, yeah, you're right. Bing, 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 turnover.
What's good, though?
Bing, 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 turnover. Yo,
so,
what
Chris,
the deal,
what's
yo, what happened
today,
to you yesterday, man?
Nigga, I went to the party.
Man.
They tried to charge me $50, but I ain't had to pay because I seen my man in a car and he let me in.
So you went there?
Yeah, me, my sister, and up.
Oh, that's some bullshit. I was there.
Nigga, you said you was leaving. I told you don't leave. You was going to come in that shit like 8,
oh,
9 o'clock.
Oh, yo, man, y'all niggas is moving too slow, man. It's cold outside, man.
Nigga, you got a truck, man.
Yo, man.
Ain't no fucking cold. You got heat, nigga.
Nigga, yo, you know the parking over there, B? I had to park somewhere all the way on University, some motherfucking weird.
Nigga, you got a handicap sticker. You don't need no parking, man.
You're all right, nigga. The handicap sticker
means
that, you know, my brain ain't too correct, right?
Something ain't right, man. You ain't getting in these parties, man. You drink some less. You got the drink.
I got no lip ligaments over here. If you had thing over here, stand straight up.
This guy is crazy.
Yeah, we're good, though. How y'all niggas doing, though? What's the topic for today?
We just talking about Jimmy, the situation with 50 Cent going hard at Jimmy Hinchman. You know, he kind of mocking him on Twitter, you know, saying he's not a gangster, calling him a snitch and all that. You heard about that? You heard about that situation, Crip?
Nah, I ain't really. I just like to listen to his music and watch his movies. I don't listen to his too. He got too much going on, man. 50 always in the news.
Okay, but what about this? Because I know you just gonna call it, but I think I put this up on your page. This nigga Kanye West tried to go in on a Sway, B. Did you see that, B?
That's old, bro.
He tried to go in on a Sway?
That shit is dumb old. You mean when he said Sway, you don't got the answers?
Huh?
When he was saying Sway, you don't have the answers?
Nah, you know Kanye.
Hold on, I think we got our. Hold on, fellas. Let me answer this joint. Beef Stew Radio.
Hey, Russ, what's up?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Who is
it? Yeah, you know how I do. I got people calling in, man. Just answer the phones, B.
You better get it right, or I'm going to hang up.
That's right. He better get it right.
Tell the people who this is, B.
Nah, you got to let her know. You got to tell her.
Right.
You better get it right, nigga.
I can't, B. I tell it on myself.
See how you doing, Mo?
I've been telling on myself, man. I don't
drop
down on myself,
man. Think again, man. That's
all right,
not
good. Right. I know who this is.
Oh, all right.
I'm just going to stay silent.
You sure you're just saying that to cop out?
Yeah.
Do you really know who this is, Russell? Quite a storm over there, boy.
And she said you better know. That means you're supposed to know who it is, B. I would have known that pretty well. Anyway, that was me.
So, Chris, you tell the people who it is, man.
That's my wife, Kamora. I know who it is. You know I know. I know voices, B.
Yo, what's up, Kim? How you doing?
Hey,
yeah, I had to help him out. See? See?
Yeah, you definitely had to help me out, B. Once again, I'll be
taking a breath. Take
What's
a deep
up,
breath, bro.
I'm great. How's everything going with you?
Oh, she's doing good. Thank you.
Yo, Kip, chill out, B. Chill out, B. Yo, I'm alright. How's everything with you?
I can't hear you.
How's everything with you? I'm alright.
You know how everything is going with me. I'm on top of the world, as always.
What you doing this Saturday? You want to hang out with me?
Nah, she's going to be with me. Thank you.
No, I'm clock blocking,
baby.
Hey, Russ,
well,
you know, unfortunately, I can't answer that question.
Right, that's right. Get this shit right,
because
it'll be some shit going down this shit.
Oh. Yeah, unfortunately, I can't answer
that question. Today is Monday, man. Today ain't Tuesday for turning up Tuesday, baby.
Man, fuck the president, man. It's my day today, B.
How's everything, Kim? How's the family?
Everybody is well, and you?
That's good. I'm okay. I'm just chilling, B. I'm over here in the studio with my man, DJ Big Stu. We're just talking and talk, doing a little bit of entertainment and everything. How was New Year's?
DJ, wait a minute. Rewind.
He wants to even introduce him, man. You got to introduce him to Kim. Kim is family, yo.
Okay, yeah, she is.
Hey, Stu.
Hello, how are you?
Kim. That's my man, DJ Stu. Stu,
how you doing? Pleasure to meet you.
Family, B.
Okay, Russ, now let me say this to you. This is a new station. Let's get this going because y'all was putting me to sleep. I'm arranging my underwear drawer, get this happening, or either I'm going to have to take over and it's going to be a topic with me and my girlfriend Marlene. We're going to have to take over and run your asses up out of the building because y'all not interested tonight. So with that being said, let's go. All
right. You want to do something? This is Kim's show, y'all. On Drinks on Russ, you can take over. We are going for Marlene out. I ain't scared of you. I'm running back there. I ain't scared of you, Marlene.
Well, we said, you don't want Marlene to call up. Big old booty.
/ AKA husband, / AKA best friend, / bodyguard. Me, Crip, and Marlene.
Right. Hey, I'm everything, B.
Yo, Crip, what's this deal, man?
You already know how I do, man. I'm just trying to get people to call up so they can listen to y'all, because y'all guys got it going on right now.
What you doing this Saturday? You hanging out with me, or you got a gig already? You got a gig.
Yeah, I do.
You got a gig this Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think we got another call up. We're going to let somebody else in.
Yeah, they're going to keep calling. You ready to just get an answer.
You ready? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Marlene.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, 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 yes. That's right.
What up, girl, that bitch?
Right, yo. We turning this shit up on a Monday today, yo.
Yo, happy New Year, Marlene.
I'm fine.
What's going on?
See, y'all making me fall asleep, too, because y'all got to get some excitement on here.
Yo, you had a joint that I came to.
Marlene, let's go play Candy Crush.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
What?
I was at a lot of parties recently.
So why are y'all taking this trip? Don't fucking take nothing I give to him.
Oh,
ooh,
my God,
go
honey,
back in
take the phone away.
Okay.
Stop saying that goddamn bed.
Don't discipline the kids that way on the air. Right?
That's what I do, man.
You wait till I get home.
No problem. Cut them off, then. You
don't want to. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We live. My fault.
Yes, hello.
Okay. Yeah, you should have pre answered them shit. Okay. Yo. Ryan, yeah. Hold on, don't put me in yet. Let me ask you a question. Is this girl Celine here?
What?
Huh? Is this girl Celine here?
What?
Huh? Do you got songs already? Oh.
Yo, why you talking in the air like that, man? Get him out the air, man. All right, here.
Chris.
Yo, what's
well,
up?
Let's go play Candy Crush, y'all.
Yeah, right. I'm going to hang up in a minute. They don't matter. Russ?
All right, cool.
How about we go play Call of Duty and shoot some people?
Crip.
Yeah,
honey.
Disrespectful, yeah.
Crip,
behave yourself.
All right. I'm waiting for the girl to come on. I want to hear her nice, sexy voice.
What you just said?
Shut up, Crip. Smack him. Kim, smack him.
Word.
Word.
Who is Russ talking to? Don't he supposed to be talking to us?
You waiting for the,
Yeah, I had to go behind the scenes because I got callers on.
You want to hear the guest? I think the guest is coming.
Yeah, I got callers on.
Well,
I'm
going to
listen to some music.
Yo,
Crip, I'm going to
listen
to some music right fast.
I can't wait.
All right,
cool.
Harlem, New York, what's up? That is your boy, Trip 2 Crazy. Hey, when I'm in New York, you know who the fuck I'm rocking with. You know, DJ Big Stu. Stu, what's up? Hey, Stu, what they do, my nigga?
My dude killing Harley.
Salute to DJ.
That they gave me.
Salute. Hey, DJ
what
Big Stu. Hey, Stu, Stu. Hey, let him know my joint iTunes right now.
My dude killing Harley. Cases that they gave me.
Let him know my joint iTunes right now.
right now.
All these cases that they gave me.
Dog food on the right now. Y'all get that right now.
Part of politicians.
www.truthrate.com.
I do killin' all these cases that they gave me. I got a whole thing in the trunk of the Rover. Can't read enough to play with Key. Deanna, killing that white girl like it's so. For the case, that lawyer making sure I'm
drop in the bando with boys in the window. I'm in the fence and my trunk is a kilo. Black 23, one in the head. 440, ready for the hit. You got the money, I got the yayo. So fight for the number for the kilo. Told my young counter money, watch for the count of it. Guess what, that's my shooter gon' handle it. Early in the morning, Greg, I do it in the bright seat. At night, I'm in the AAA, floor C, Miami Heat Championship. 200, that's a quarter mil for lawyer fees.
Young moguls, nigga. Can't fluff me. Nigga off the chain, awfully, awesomely. Your main hoe go, wanna talk to me, wanna walk with me. She stalking me, talking free, mind pain. Bitch, I see you was born a maid. I was born a slave, I became a pimp. Walk with a limp, never love a simp. Always love bun, always love pimp. UGK, that's life, nigga. Double cup mix with a Sprite, nigga. Sunlight just had to fight, nigga. Push your roll tight, bitch to do white. With a bitch I never like, but they both go die. Cause sight to see, 4-1 deep, no hype in me. Just typing me, never really care who type me. Long as the real took a liking to it, I'm riding to it, riding to it. Young OG, no frightened to it. Spring night club, I bring lightning to it. We a hyping unit, you skyping to it. Get tight to it, hands in the air. You reciting, do it, you reciting, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, try told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, try told you, man.
Now my hustle going global. Gangsta like I'm JoJo. Money making dojo. I'm like Bruce Lee, you like Bolo. Money dance like a go-go. Molded a young mogul. Shout out to my logo. I get six-figure proposal. Got the feds in the lobby. Paparazzi taking pictures. Upper class Illuminati's like the party with that nigga. How you figure that my figures couldn't fucking get like Jigger? Uncle Phillips, what the fuck is you talking about? Willis and this flow exercise. It's on a whole exercise. This overdose of acolyte. Got my level on the hustle acolyte. This money hungry with the young the moguls. Look at how we view it in the booth with my Nikes on. This is how we do it. Yeah.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told
what the fuck
you, man.
Steady count my ends in the back of a Benz, like a motherfucking Pimp. Big baller, no rim. Couldn't beat Sean Kemp, but they said I was too short. Bitch, a bitch took my shows with a dress looking too short. I'ma play a bitch too short. You a sweatboy, new boy. Same nigga in a new sport. New balance in a four-door. Three hoes, need four more. What you think a nigga stunt for? Stunt double two times, just stunt more. Fly nigga in them concourse. West side jiggy nigga when I'm on tour. She can't fuck, bring a friend, cause I want more. Hustle hard, gotta eat like I want more. I ain't tripping if you want war. Rom, rom, bang, bang, when we gone, boy. All we want is a dope boy. Ice cubes like I'm dope boy. All these hoes like you go, boy. Do my dance like Cam up at Old Boy. Get in here while your boy smoke an old boy. But the fame I like hoes in the clothes, boy. Getting high cause I got a lot of lungs, boy. Young nigga too dope, boy.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, try told you, man. We do it, do it. Do it, do it.
Everybody know me. Me when it comes to the swag, everybody know me. When it comes to the cash, young nigga OD. When it comes to the chain, that wear a whole key, young nigga BC. When it comes to the city, I rep that hard. Started off small, but I end up large. Swag on stupid, but I'm so smart, and I smoke OG. True, can't fuck with an uptown guard. Niggas bite my style, I switch up, catch up to me, that's so hard. Ball, ball, Chico, I want it all. You don't, then don't get involved. The world and everything in it, I want law. Do it like a real nigga post to. Armani suits, I probably do. My niggas I'm with, they down to shoot. Got a four-door Benz and I ride a coupe. I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Make art and I get the cash. Nigga, I'm an artist and I'm a businessman. Chess club, nigga, that's the game, straight it up.
We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it. We do it, do it. Do it, do it. Do it like a real G supposed to. Type of niggas y'all not close to. Type of niggas you should let mold you. Young moguls, I told you, man. We do it, do it.
What it is or what it do, it's your favorite independent artist certified, a Fresh Work ENT, and we going nuts with DJ Big Stu and two co-hosts, K Nicole and Drinks on Russ. So get your mind right or get left.
Just 36 keys, 1,000 eight grams. This is what you know about.
getting it back to the way it's supposed to be. We got Shalaya in the building finally. What's good, girl?
Oh, what's going on, Big Stu? I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Glad to get you, man. We thought we almost lost you.
We
know you're busy. You know you're very, very busy, very talented songwriter and, you know, and song singer. You know, let the people know where you're calling from.
Well, first of all, I'm never going to be too busy. I just want to thank you already just for letting me be on your show. But I'm calling from the West Coast from Cali.
Wow.
A little bit warmer over here.
No doubt. So how long you been doing your thing? How long you been writing songs and singing songs?
Yeah, you know, I've been singing, you know, pretty much all my life, but doing it as a career, you know, I would say kind of in college is when I started taking it, you know, pretty seriously.
Okay. And who are some of the people who influenced you, like, you know, some of the people you grew up listening to?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I grew up in a really, you know, strict Christian kind of household, so I just listened to a lot of gospel music. So, you know, the Winans and Cluxes is all from Detroit, you know, that whole scene. I listened to a lot of that, Walter Hawkins. But then, you know, as I got older, I played catch up, and, you know, Whitney Houston was a big influence. Anita Baker, you know, on the songwriter side, Babyface was always somebody I wanted to have that kind of career, who wrote songs for other artists, but yet, you know, put out albums of his own. So, I mean, that's kind of like my goal, is to be able to do that whole 360 thing, do film, other artists, and myself.
No doubt. Now, you got the song Can't Play It Cool. What was the inspiration when you wrote that song?
Can't Play It Cool. That's so funny you chose that song. That's kind of one of the hidden songs on the album. But, yeah, you know, that's a collaboration I was able to get with Brian McKnight, who, you know, is, to me, one of the top R&B singers, you know, of our time. But yeah, I wrote that song. You know, it was definitely about a special someone. So that's kind of where the thought behind it came. But you know, sometimes like a song will live with you for a minute, like you'll have the concept, but then the melody kind of comes later. And so that's what happened with that. So, but yeah, I love that song. It's a pretty sexy song.
Before we get into it, I want to ask you, how was it working with Brian McKnight?
It was good. You know, I had a connection with Brian because when I was first trying to, you know, do this whole artist thing, I was actually going to sign an imprint deal with him. He had his own kind of label with Def Jam. But you know, he was going through it was an interesting time, and he was going through a transition, and so it didn't quite, you know, add up and match up. It was the wrong time, but you know, several years later we reconnected, and he, you know, was like, you know, just I'll definitely be on the album, so I'll always be thankful for the support. But it was great. I mean, he's such a great singer, so we both were just kind of, you know, making each other better in the session, so it was good.
That's what's up. We got Shalaya in the building. Let's get into this Can't Play It Cool. This is a hot joint, smooth, for all the lovers. You know what I'm saying? It's real smooth. Let's get into this, and we'll be right back. Keep rocking it with her here on Beach Stew Radio. You know how we do it.
Every inch of me belongs.
Now, you did a tribute to Whitney Houston, right? Can you tell us about that?
I did. I did about 2 years ago. In fact, exactly 2 years ago. You know, she was truly an angel, and like so many millions of others, she really, really touched me deeply. And right after she passed, you know, like everybody else, I was just definitely broken up about it. And there was so much negative press about her at the time, and I just wanted to do something that was positive and just remind everybody why, you know, why she was truly Whitney Houston, just her, just all the hits. And so I just put all these songs together, you know, that she had done. And what's so crazy is there's still so much left to do. I did, like, the YouTube clip is like 10 minutes, you know. And what's crazy, there's still so many, like, number one hits that I did not include, but I had no idea it was just going to go viral. I did it just all in one take, no auto-tune, just really raw. And what's crazy is World Star Hip Hop actually picked it up first, and it just kind of exploded, and everybody was hitting me up about it, her family and people she toured with. And her daughter even reached out to me, Bobby Christina, was like, this is the best tribute that I've seen. And if my mom was here, she'd be so proud of you. And I feel my mom's spirit when I watch your tribute. So it was, you know, it was definitely bittersweet because it was like, man, I'm getting all this attention, and, you know, but I would have given everything up just to have her back, you know. But at the same time, that's kind of when things started rolling, you know, and people started paying attention to who I was as an artist. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's real. So you got the other song, Love Fell on Me. What was the inspiration for that when you wrote that?
Yeah, another boo. Another relationship. But yeah, you know, it's crazy.
There's another boo?
I know, right?
Wow.
No, it was not the first one. They were years in between, okay?
Okay.
But no, it ended up being put in Jumping the Broom. So that, it's taken on a whole life of its own with Laz, Alonzo, and Paul Patton. So their characters in Jumping the Broom. So that's like their little, that's their song now. That's not my song no more. That's their song.
Wow.
On Jumping the Broom.
That's,
and it's
up.
Crazy because that's the song, like, on YouTube, there's at least about like 7 or 8 different covers of it. Somebody from Australia, just, oh, people love singing that song. And so it's crazy that that song is, like, you know, one I'm most known for right now. It's from the movie, yeah.
That's what's up, man. How did it come about being in the movie? You just gave it to them, or somebody discovered you?
Well, I had a friend that worked in Sony, and so this was one of the films that he been working on. So he just gave it to the director, and I didn't hear anything for like several months. And one day, out of the blue, he called me. He was just like, "Oh my God, Shalaya, your song is all throughout the film," because they actually used it as the theme song. It was like 5 times throughout the film, and it was the end credits. So I was just like, what? You know, because he had just given it to, of course, there was a lot of other music that was submitted, but this one just struck a chord with the director, with Salim Akil. And so I'll always be, you know, grateful to him for trusting me, you know, with my song to play such a big role in the film. So, yeah.
That's big. We got her in the building, y'all. As promised, Shalaya. Love Fell on Me. We're going to get into this hot joint right here. Another smooth hot joint. Keeping it rocking. Beats Through Radio. This is how we do it. We for the stars over here, baby. Let's do it. Another hot, smooth joint right there. What do you like doing more, producing or songwriting? I mean, songwriting or singing?
You know, that's a really good question. You know, I think that they both have this magic to them. And, of course, you know, singing is just what comes so naturally. But I ended up writing and producing three songs for Shantae Moore a couple years ago when she came out with her last album. And that was a whole different experience, you know, because you're hearing someone else kind of sing your lyrics. You're hearing someone else kind of interpret, you know, those lines, and you're able to kind of craft, you know, produce their vocals and the track and the song. So I, to be honest, they're both equally really fulfilling because it kind of comes from a different place because, of course, when I do my songs, it's like doing my own demos and, you know, I'm singing my own lyrics. But when I would hear someone else do it, it's like a out-of-body experience. I can't even describe it. I do like it. I really do like the other side, too. So I would say equal. But that's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that.
Do you feel R&B is in a good place right now? Like, a lot of people feel it's not. You're more soulful singer, like more traditional R&B. Do you feel it's in a good place with how with the combination of hip hop and pop now, kind of?
You know, we could talk all night on that. You know, that's just such a tough thing because there's talented people in every genre right now. It's just sometimes it might be hard to find, but it's because I I want to say that first, because I don't want to, like, put anybody down or, you know. But I think what is hurting hip-hop right now is that people are so, and when I say people, I really do think that labels, they have a very small box for, and I'm just going to just say, I think African-American artists. So it's like, if you're young and black and a female, they automatically think you want to be Beyonce. And I love Beyonce, but that's just not what I do. You know, there's so many different shades. So you've got, you know, Beyonce who, I mean, what would you consider her?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
You know, like, and then you have, you know, all these different, then you have Fantasia and Jennifer Hudson, and you kind of go down, and then you have, like, Tamar, you know, in another category, and you know, Ledisi, and then you've got Kay Michelle, who, you know, so there's all of these spectrums, and it's almost like you're trying to put them all in one category, and it just mm-hmm. doesn't, they don't fit, because they all do something so different. So I almost feel like they're trying to make everybody be the same. Instead of just, you know, back in the 90s, it's just like you could have Anita Baker, and then at the same time you could have Janet Jackson, you know. And those are two totally different, both black, you know, but mm-hmm. doing something completely different, both selling, you know, millions and millions of albums. I think there's room for everybody, but you don't, it's just, you can't find the boundaries anymore.
Yeah. Well said. Well said. Now, we did something for the White House. How was performing for the Obamas in the White House? How was that?
Oh, my goodness. It was a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, kind of thing, and it's crazy because every blue moon I'll see him on CNN or something. I'm like, oh, my God, I really met them, and I was in the White House. But, you know, it's crazy. It was so hard to pick who was going to come with me, but I chose my dad because, you know, I feel like men get such a bad rap, and on top of it, black fathers. And so I wanted to show, like, this is a black father that was in my life, and, you know, I want to celebrate that. So we had a really good time. I was, like, the last one in the line because basically it was a tribute to Burt Bacharach and Hal David. They do this thing called the Gershwin Prize, and so they give out this award every year. So the first one was Paul Simon, then it was Stevie Wonder, then it was Paul McCartney, and then when I did it, it was Burt Bacharach and Hal David, two songwriter producing mm-hmm. duo. They wrote all those, you know, songs back in the 60s and 70s. So there was obviously a whole bunch of other artists who were, you know, paying tribute to them. We all did, like, a song each. And so I was, like, literally the last one in the line. And so mm-hmm. I could imagine, like, we all got this, like, 7-minute time with them, like, to do a photo op, and we could kind of speak with them, you know, briefly. And so I could imagine, like, you know, by the time it came to the last one, I'm sure their faces were tired from smiling. And so I was like, I'm the last one, you know. And Michelle Obama was just like, she opened up her arms and started walking towards me. It was like, they saved the best for last. And then she just hugged me. Wow. It was, I mean, it's crazy because, like, everybody always asks me about President Obama. And, of course, it was amazing meeting him. But that was, like, such a special moment for me, just woman to woman, you know, just all love, you know. It was really, really incredible. And so then I walked over to President Obama, and so he was just like, so I hear you got an album coming out, or I hear you about to blow up. It was just crazy, like, oh, my God, he knows I have an album. But but no, it was really, really good. It was
a really great experience. Obama probably wants your album. That's historic right there. Black president, first black president, bought your album. Exactly.
I know. So they gave us my grandma, who's 82 years old, she was actually raised in the South. And so for her birthday, they gave me, like, two or three pictures of of me and then with the photo op that we did. And so they both signed it. So I made this big plaque for her and gave them the letter that they did thanking me for coming, because she's like, she collects all President Obama stuff. So it was just amazing to be able to give that to my grandma, somebody who, you know, went through the civil rights. I mean, for her to get that and to see her granddaughter and her son, you know, sing with the first black president, something I don't think she ever thought she would see in her lifetime, you know. So that in of itself was just a really, really rewarding moment for me. Yeah.
What advice would you give a young artist trying to be like you and wanting to get to, you know, the stages you done got to?
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, I'm still trying to figure it out myself. You know, it's like I never want to feel like I've ever made it or got to where I think because that's the quickest way to fall. I feel, you know, you just always have to be in a space, in a position of just learning and to going to new heights. So I would say for somebody new coming up, I would just say that you cannot take rejection personally. Because you deal with a lot of rejection, a lot of rejection, especially in this industry now, where it's even difficult for, you know, solidified artists, let alone somebody new coming up, you know. Mm-hmm. But you just have to really know in your heart that you really have something special. And for me, you know, my faith plays a big part in what I do. And so I feel like, you know, I know that God has my back, and you know that I'm going to be right where I need to be, and that, you know, whatever comes, I'm going to be able to deal with it. But yeah, and then just really raising the bar of excellence. Like, don't just say I'm a great singer and then just leave it at that. Like, really try to outdo yourself. You know, don't compare yourself to other people, but just try to outdo yourself and really put the time into working on your craft, working on your gift, and not really being satisfied with being good, you know, which is what they say is the enemy to great, is just being good, you know. Especially new, you have to try to outdo everybody, you know, to even get, get a second look. So that's what I would say. That's what I say to Mike right now, and I want to always say that to myself, like, don't be satisfied with what you have.
Now, getting back to like the question similar to earlier, you know, if there was one thing in R&B music you would change, what would it be? That's happening.
Oh, that is a good question. Oh my goodness. Oh man, if there was one thing in R&B that I would change. Oh my goodness, that is such a hard question, but it's such a good one. I wish that it would be seen like it was in the 80s and the 90s. You know, because like when you think about like what I was saying earlier, like Anita Baker, who just, like, sells 6 million albums. Like, that is so unheard of. Now, I understand that the industry has just changed, too. I mean, iTunes has changed a lot. Just the internet has changed a lot. But I just think that people don't want to invest. They don't really invest in albums at all. Like, everything is so single-driven. So, like, crafting an album, you just don't do that anymore. You're just putting out pop singles because that's just how it's working. Nobody even wants to buy albums anymore. But I think that started because people stopped, you know, they would only like two songs from the album. And so they would just buy those two songs since they could. But there are some really good albums out there. But there's this new mindset with the consumer that I'm only going to, like get two songs off of something, because usually that's the only two bangers on the album, and the rest is garbage, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I think I didn't really answer the question, you know, totally, because I think there's so much, because it's all connected to so many things, you know, because of how the industry is now. And a lot of that has to do with just what the music industry did to itself, you know. So it's hard to rectify one thing and change one thing because it's all connected to a lot of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. You know, we got the single, I Never Let You Go.
Mm-hmm. You know, that one I wrote, I spent about 2.5 years with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis in their camp over at Flight Time, and I just wrote a lot of songs during that period. And this is just one of the songs I wrote, and it's crazy because, you know, we had, of course, the radio people that come in and they listen to the album, and everybody chose this one as the single, so I just rolled with it. So, I'll Never Let You Go.
Well, that joint is hot. Definitely, man. Can you tell the people how, if they want to keep up with you and follow you and any upcoming shows or anything that we should know about?
Yeah, there's a lot coming up. If you're listening on the West Coast, I'm going to be performing at Yoshi's on Thursday night, this coming Thursday, in Oakland. I'm sorry, I said San Francisco, in Oakland. So, and on Twitter, you can follow me at Shelea Music, Shelea Music. Same thing on Instagram, Shelea Music. I have a Facebook music page, and you can access that at www.shelea.com. So Shelea again, Shelea.com. And so, yeah, so those are the ways you can reach out. And I do pretty good on answering everybody, so I would love to connect with everybody.
No doubt. Well, we want to thank Shelea for being in the building. This is how we do it over here at Beach Through Radio. We for the stars. Once again, I thank you. You got a home over here. Just keep sending them songs through. We'll do it again.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Once again, thanks, Shelea, for being in the building. And this is I'll Never Let You Go. This is a hot joint. This is the new single. We'll have all the info on the website. Tune in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You listen to my heart, you'll hear it softly saying, Cool and Dre.
Pull up on them bitches, get out, walk. Way too many hoes, like I play golf. She somewhere in Waynesboro, stranded, lost. Bitch catching feelings like Randy Moss. Young money shit, got the bathroom door locked. Soon go hard, y'all soft, but in my car top. Hang gathers, I'm a ball to my heart stop. Nice red bone in a thong and a bra top. Looking for a queen for my king size bed. I can make that pussy stand up and drop dead. Fucking with it tuned and the nigga get murked. A nigga get killed like a motherfucking skirt. I do it like Nike, I'm psychic, I knew you like it. Run up in your ass, then I dash like a hyphen. This is priceless, not for sale. And I unveil, Mr. Nail.
Feeling of your arms around me, I swear that I can't get enough. I'm staying up all night, wishing you were here with me. And when I'm with my girls, they're tripping cause it won't be long.
The streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Shout out to all of my haters. See me stunt hard with a bad bitch. Shout out to
I was broke. But now I got my weight up, so I drop out with my juice up. Like shout out to all of my haters, tryna get my hands some money. Got my mind all in my paper, see niggas acting all funny. Now the cost all in my favor, shout out to all of my haters. Shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my bitches. Shout out to all of my neighbors, see the fancy cars that I'm copping. Now I'm popping tags and I'm shopping. Shout out to all of them haters, with they shades on and they watching. They see me falling, they hate it. I'm here, granny, I made it. Your grandson is a star. See how long I waited. Growing up was so hard, but I concentrated. I do this for y'all. Damn, I'm almost famous. I'ma write up for that money. No more slinging on the block. When you hear me on your radio, no, I earn my spot. Come straight from the bottom, going straight to the trap. So I do this for them haters who thought I would flop. Hear me on your radio, shout out to all of my haters. See me on your TV screen, shout out to all of my haters. Yeah, they see me getting that money down, shout out to all of my haters. So I pull up on them black, I'm like, shout out to all of my haters. Shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters. Yeah, they see me on the streets, I'm like, shout out to all of my haters. Shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters. See me stun hard with a bad bitch, shout out to all of my haters. Money all of my vision, this is how I'm living. Around in my city, watch how I get it. I'm driving something that's foreign, since all up in it. And if I pull up on your girl, I bet she gon' hop in it. And daddy see the success, and daddy wanna roll with me. I was sitting home stressed, neighbors wouldn't come get me. Now I'm feeling more blessed, now them dollars, yeah, I got plenty. Shout out to all of my haters, haters, I got many. Shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters. All of my haters, shout out to 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 all of my haters. Hit me on your radio, shout out to all of my haters. See me on your TV screen, shout out to all of my haters. Yeah, they see me getting that money down, shout out to all of my haters. So I pull up on the block, I'm like, shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters. Yeah, they see me on the streets, I'm like, shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters, shout out to all of my haters. See me stun hard with a bad bitch, shout out to all of my haters.
Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. They throwin' all that money, and honey, I don't believe in love, don't believe in chance. I do believe in paradise, I do believe you bad. I do believe you selfish, I don't believe you mean. I do believe you handle yours and chase after your dreams. But girl, you let that light so extravagant. What day you make a wife, you a lucky man. Understand that this ain't, and love this ain't, you just entertainment. Don't you forget it, nah. I don't wanna be a lover, she don't wanna be my lady. She be with them stars, sounding in my head. Everywhere she goes, money in the bank. And she, I don't know she bad, she won't buy this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. They throw all that money, money. She just want the money, man. Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. She work for all that money, money. She just want the money.
Just look at all that money, from head to toe, that money. They throwin' all that money, honey. She just
hide it. She just want the money.
Like I'm Jordan, Molly, Molly, come swing the thing right by me. Got a drink if you wanna get through. Got choppers if they wanna try me. Pro athlete, I'm not no wannabe. Waitress asked how many bottles, I said 23.
The way you moving your body so excited, gave me body so you got it. I just wanna drop them bands on you. You standing there watching, I was popping, you was popping. Pick a pocket, I just wanna drop them bands on you. 20s, 50s, 100s, baby, I'm a star. I'm gonna drop them bands on you. She turning around, touch her toe, got a body, Lord knows I just wanna drop them bands.
Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bam. Lego.
Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to my single, Until We See the Sun.
I love This is Alex Young, chilling with DJ Big Stu. Let's crash this party.
Oh!
Turn it on.
your boy Rock Mikey rapping out of Washington, D.C., and you're now checking out my new hit single, Young and Having Fun, featuring Savelle Story, right here in the mix with Big Stu. Rock.
Yeah. We just young and having fun. Uh-huh.
Oh,
what up, man?
Yeah.
Rock Mikey, baby. Mikey, Mike, ain't I? Still the key in the city, they love to hate. This girl, that girl, that girl, this girl. Only remind me of when I was in this world. Today I saw a tweet saying I was with this girl. Believe it or not, we all victim to the twit world. Money coming in, so silent is consistent. A party ain't a party, let's get the R attention. Bottles on, sign up every minute. We up in VIP like we really live in it. Yeah, vampire like Bimps out there. Never been a house boy, where the hell the couch at? I do me, scratch what you think about that. I'm young and I'm fly, put my money where my
it's
mouth at.
It's a crazy place, young and
living my life and I can't keep calm. Turn down for what? Even mama like, child, when you gon' get enough? Don't you feel that it's time that you settle down with one?
No.
Don't you feel that it's time that you leave the clubs alone?
No.
I'm just doing my thing. Just turn 21. I'm on top of my game and I'm young and having fun. Okay, I must admit, I wild out at times.
Yeah.
My lifestyle bananas, I'm high out my mind. Most times I've been true, but sometimes I tell lies. And I don't even try, but somehow I still shine. Brave as they come, sad as they get. I done done some dumb things, but I have no regrets.
No.
I done done some dumb things, but I have no regrets.
Fresh to ride. Tell me where we said we invent a night to party. I'm looking for shorties, shorties. Girls play tricks just as much as guys. And if you pay attention, it's a look in the eyes that she's naughty. And I can tell she's on it. It's the game she plays.
Better get me now, cause it won't be a later. Girl, I'm major, do yourself a favor. If it's about paper, we can get this cake up. You can have your cake up, but I ain't playing break up or makeup. Yeah, and I ain't gotta say it twice. Rep New York, New York, just sounds right. Feel so official, living that life. Scars and stripes, I paid my price. If you running with me, then run with me. There's only one option, that's make history. Scheme if you want, leave your dreams on the corner. Flashing lights, never lost, not a fauna. Move swift, ladies love my persona. WP Cool J when I'm on her. So if you ain't had my back since day one, don't act brand new like this is day one.
Oh,
Listen, you can't hold me back. Never used to know me, now you throwing me a dap. Used to walk in the club, pass right by me. Now you wanna know who I'm with, cause who signed me. Yeah, Ma, you look good, but don't be gas. Cause she looks better, got way more cash. Plus she twerk crazy, got way more class. Yeah, I said it. I beg your pardon, like winter garden, I lace the cat. Standing ovation, I keep that ass coming back. Face the facts, I lace tracks, it's way back. You gas face, now take that, take that. Nah, chill, Porter, don't play that. But we go way back, I knew you would say that. New year, new day, new money. Oh, now we cool, nigga, you funny.
Beats, suits, radio.